The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, March 15th. What to know about shootings at two mosques in New Zealand, and a first for Congress and President Trump. Plus, why hundreds of thousands of students will skip school today, the state seeing millions of migrating butterflies, and St. Patrick's Day. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a story that is still developing as of early this morning. There were shootings at least two mosques in the city of Christchurch in New Zealand that left at least 40 people dead and 20 more hurt. The AP reports police also defused a number of explosive devices on cars. The latest reports say three men and a woman are now in custody. At one point, police were warning people to stay away from all mosques anywhere in the country. The Daily Mail reports an Australian white supremacist was involved and posted a manifesto calling this a terrorist attack and then may have even live-streamed some of the shooting. Police were working to get any video of it taken down. New Zealand's prime minister says it's one of the country's darkest days and it's unprecedented violence there. Expect more details to come out later today. North Korea is rethinking talks with the U.S. and even rethinking its ban on missile tests. The AP reports a top official there said the U.S. threw away a golden opportunity to make a deal. Of course, he's talking about the second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that happened last month in Vietnam. The U.S. wants North Korea to get rid of its nukes, but the leaders did not come to an agreement. Stay tuned. It's about to be President Trump's first veto. The Hill reports the Senate voted yesterday to block his declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Remember, that's Trump's plan to redirect billions of dollars toward a border wall. And since the House already passed it, it's the first time ever Congress has voted to stop any emergency order from a president. It likely won't work, though. A dozen Republicans voted with Democrats in the Senate, but that's still not enough votes to override the president's veto. And President Trump tweeted out his plans. He wrote, quote, "I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution." Also of note from Capitol Hill, lawmakers in the House voted 420-0 to demand the final report in the Russia investigation be released to the public when it's complete. You know, the one where special counsel Robert Mueller is looking into Russia and the Trump campaign. But CBS News says even if the Senate also passed this, the resolution is non-binding, so it can't actually be made into law. So it's mostly symbolic, a way for lawmakers to try and put some pressure on Attorney General William Barr, who will then decide what is or is not released after the investigation. Stay tuned. Another name has been added to the large list of Democrats running for president. As expected, Beto O'Rourke says he's now officially in the running and he's spending the rest of the week campaigning in Iowa. Beto O'Rourke gained a lot of national attention for nearly turning Texas blue. He narrowly lost to Senator Ted Cruz last November. He's now the 15th Democrat to officially enter the race. Eight universities involved in that high-profile college admissions scandal from earlier this week are now facing a federal class-action lawsuit. Remember, wealthy parents, including some celebrities, are now accused of cheating and bribing people to get their kids in top-tier schools. The LA Times reports two Stanford students filed this lawsuit, saying the schools failed to properly oversee the admissions process. And now they say their degrees are tarnished, that future employers may question if they paid their way in. They want damages paid to all students who applied to any of the schools between 2012 and last year because they say they didn't have a fair shot. The lawsuit is against Yale, Stanford, UCLA, and more. Many of the schools put out statements about the charges, saying things like they're troubled and are investigating. And some have said they've fired any coaches or staff involved. Today, hundreds of thousands of students around the world are expected to skip class today and go on strike to call for more action against climate change. A teenager named Greta Thunberg in Sweden is leading the way. While not everyone is on board with what she's up to, she is now nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. The Guardian reports Thunberg has inspired students in nearly 2,000 towns and cities in 105 countries to take part in school strikes. She says they hope to get politicians and other people in power to do more to stop climate change. The Nobel Peace Prize will be given out in December. More news ahead, but first, a quick thank you to today's sponsor and my favorite subscription box, FabFitFun. Time is running out to get the spring box, and it's a good one, so don't forget to sign up. If you don't already know, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size products, and I love that this box has it all. Beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. I personally love being surprised with what's inside 4 times a year. Each time, it's so fun when the box arrives, and I have to tell you, I'm always really impressed with what they include. I really do use it all. In fact, the spring box just may be my favorite one so far, so be sure to get it before it sells out, because they usually do. And you're getting great value. FabFitFun retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. Plus, the Newsworthy listeners can use the coupon code NEWS for $10 off your first box. Just go to FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWS, N-E-W-S, and you'll get $10 off your first box. Now, back to the news. Well-known billionaire Elon Musk took the stage in L.A. to pitch a new all-electric SUV from Tesla. CNBC reports the Model Y seats 7 and has a panoramic glass roof. The price tag for 4 versions are between $39,000 and $60,000, and they'll be available starting next year. The Wall Street Journal says this SUV and the Model 3 car are the more affordable Teslas, and it's kind of the company's test to see if they can go more mainstream. Of course, Tesla hasn't been without its problems, like production delays and government scrutiny. Well, we finally know what caused that massive Facebook outage this week. Facebook blames a server configuration change, which basically means an internal change within the system that affects how traffic is directed. Well, it affected millions of people. Instagram, Facebook Messenger, and WhatsApp were all down for most of the day Wednesday. TechCrunch says the outage was the largest ever recorded by Down Detector, which is an outage tracking service. Facebook says it is all now fixed and sorry. Britney on Broadway. Well, at least her music. People magazine says music by Britney Spears will be in the upcoming musical Once Upon a One More Time. The show is about fairy tale princesses with a feminist twist. Spears is not actually in the show herself, but still calls it a dream come true. The show opens this fall. Butterflies have taken over the skies of Southern California. There are millions of them. The orange and black butterflies are known as painted ladies, and they're creating quite a show over SoCal. The butterflies are apparently migrating north from Mexico. It is almost St. Patrick's Day, and you're in luck. Here are some places to celebrate. USA Today says one of the top places to be is in New York for their St. Patty's Day parade, which is tomorrow. 2 million people usually show up, and 150,000 people march in that parade, celebrating Irish heritage, of course. And don't miss Chicago's Green River. The city dyes it every year for the holiday. Also, companies like McDonald's, Chili's, and Aldi will have some special deals, including your chance to get the Shamrock Shake. St. Patrick's Day is this Sunday, March 17th. And that's it. You are ready to go. Thanks again for listening. And another thanks to the Newsworthy Insiders. You can still sign up to get some swag and support the show at thenewsworthy.com/insider or find the link in today's episode description right in your podcast app. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today by heading over to thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.